Our next speaker is a junior at Youth Initiative, and she's dear to my heart because she was the welcome face for my daughter at Youth Initiative and was such a wonderful person to come in and do that. She was one of the first band members of the Iowans and the Vacation. She's lived in Viroqua since she was a toddler and loves the town, but isn't too sure about these new roads. Please welcome Maya Fiesbinder to the stage.
Let's get this stand out of here. All right, can you guys see me? Is this okay? Can you see my beautiful makeup, all that? All right, great. Really worked hard on it. So he said, like, let's get out of this downward spiral. I'm gonna take you on a different downward spiral. And this story is uncomfortable. So if you get uncomfortable, thank you. From the bottom of my little heart, thank you. Because I'll tell you what, right now, I hate worms. Who here likes them? Raise your hand, go ahead. Just okay, put your hands down, you're all wrong. You are all wrong for that, and your opinions are not correct. Because worms, they're sandpapery, they're like wiggly, they're tiny, but sometimes they're super long. They can get inside you, and like, no matter where you walk, there is always worms right under you. It is crazy to think, like, they eat garbage, and they poop dirt. And we're like, yeah, Earth's mascot. What? We're okay with that? We're okay with these little guys eating garbage, pooping dirt, and just crawling right on you? Hate may not be the right word. So I looked this up, and it is scolecophobia, which is the fear of worms. I also didn't have anything written on my hand. That's just a little bit of backstory before I get into the story. So, let's really get into it. As many other people have, especially in my generation, I grew up with two households. So, I had separated parents at a very young age, and I don't really care about it. I know, yeah. So, one household, my mom's, was more like living at a grandma's house. She spoiled my brother and I all the time. It was very nice, very tidy. The walls had that like that pattern of like floral yellow, you know? And she loved ceramic gnomes. She was about 30-something, and I've never seen anyone, unless they're over the age of 51, love ceramic gnomes as much as she does. So it was really nice to be there. It was a different story at my dad's house. So at my dad's, it was more like raising a teenager who made bad decisions, but he was a 40-year-old teenager and I was in first grade. So it didn't work out as you might think. I still lived with him for about like every weekend and sometimes during the summers and all that. And he loved himself some worms. Oh man. Did he love himself? Because we went fishing all the time. His favorite ones in the whole world. Night crawlers. Yeah. You like worms and you like night crawlers? Those things are about this long. So we used to go fishing all the time. I would have to hook the worms. I was talking about this beforehand and I accidentally called myself a hooker because that's what you do. You hook the worms. So I'm going to refrain from calling myself a hooker because I'm not. I just hooked the worms and I hated it. So, it's kind of crazy to think that in my dad's house, it was not very kind. The foundation of the system that we were raised on was just fear. The walls of this metaphorical house, that was wrath, the whatever you call it, the roof, that was just confusion and overall disappointment. And then where I was in my little room was furnished with a lot of pain and then decorated with lovely disorders. So I struggle with anxiety, depression, OCD, and PTSD. I put those in that order because it grips your attention more. So when I got a little older and I got to make the decision of where I stayed more often, and I was staying at my mom's house, I still had this horrible fear of worms. And I could not go outside because I step on the grass, I would get this feeling of worms crawling across my body. If you've ever had a worm crawl across your body, it feels like a feather that wants to hurt you. I don't like it. You shouldn't either, worm lovers. But it started to branch out into other things. So it was really difficult to touch people because I would get that same sensation and my hand would start to feel heavy and I couldn't like pick it up because it just felt like worms. Or if I breathed near other people, I would feel like I was breathing in a parasite from their air going into my lungs that was gonna grow a little lovely bouquet of worms. And you know, other things like eating became a huge problem. So, in a household where you feel your place is to be like berated sometimes, the only thing you feel like you can't control is your body. You can't control your mind, others' actions. Sometimes you can't control your feelings, so you just go with your body. I developed an eating disorder pretty early on in my life, but I was only diagnosed with it too late. So it got really bad. It got to the point where I couldn't go to dinner because I would cry if I saw food. I thought that there were worms in it, and I thought that I couldn't have it in my body, and I just didn't feel good enough to have this food. So with a lot of help from like professionals and just from family, I was able to slowly recover. And if you've ever experienced anything like that, you'll know that once one disorder starts to sort of like, okay, we're gonna just take a seat back in the back, you know, I'll let you drive, it's okay. All the other ones that you just kind of been putting to the side, because this other thing was like really helping out, you just make it, ignore it, you know, ignore that. They come over, they kick you in your butt, and you fall right on your face back into old habits, which is exactly what I did. I could no longer touch anybody. I couldn't stand next to people. I was scared to put on clothing because I didn't trust it. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. I was scared. So after about like a few months of feeling really like hopeless, a few years of feeling very stuck in my situation, and almost a lifetime, well, actually a lifetime, so about a decade and a half for me, of feeling just worthless, like, oh my God, I just can't. I finally decided to reach out to my therapist, who I'd been seeing once a week for about maybe a year at this point. And I said, hey, I'm gonna need some higher care because I don't wanna go around and think everyone is a worm. Because they're not, they're human beings, but I just can't feel that. And so on June 19th of 2023, I was admitted to Rogers Behavioral Health for eventually an OCD and anxiety unit. And so while you're there, one thing that they love to do, especially on my unit, was exposures. So this basically touches on fears or insecurities or anything like that that you may have, and then you try to work through that. What was my first exposure? Worms! Oh my God, you guys are so smart. Thanks for listening. So yeah, it was a worm. It was just worms. And you know, after 3 months, a little over, I finally was able to be discharged. So on the same year, of course, the 27th of September, I was discharged. And I looked back at all these friendships I had made, all this progress I had made, and all this things that I had been through. I'd been there for 101 days, which is actually a pretty short stay compared to most people. So, you know, I look back on it and I'm like, wow, I did something for myself that was only for myself that I don't feel selfish about. And I really stuck with that. And on the drive home, I was talking with my mom. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just did that. Are you kidding? I just went 101 days. It's like a Mr. Beast challenge. Like, I spent 101 days getting over my fears. Sorry, but I did. So I get home, I get out of the car, I'm walking to the door, I'm like, I'm ready to go home, and the universe looks me dead in the eyes and goes, are you sure? Because look what we got for you. A giant nightcrawler is at my feet. Huh. Why? Well, we just want to see if you're better. We just want to really test you. Because you may have just spent 101 days away from family, away from friends, away from pets, away from what you're used to, but how about this worm? Let's see what you got. And, you know, when you have a fear, your body reacts before the rest of you do. And usually I would, scream, run, then cry in that order every time. But it did something different this time. I walked. I just stepped over it, and I went inside. I was ready to go home, and I was ready to have some dinner. Thank you.
I'm glad we're still clapping for Maya. So I just wanted to say thank you, Maya, because I feel like when you share about anxiety and depression, things that, you know, inside it feels like, man, I can't function. How am I going to be able to participate? And I think it takes great courage. And I just appreciate you willing to stand. I have hope for our future, that you as one of our young people can go through this and just speak it so clearly for our team. So I really appreciate your bravery and awesomeness. Let's give another hand for Maya.